At a conference held in Pittsburgh this fall, several dozen men from around the U.S. discussed a disturbing trend in their community: the high suicide rate and prevalence of depression among Bhutanese Nepali refugees.
People are like looking for the resources where they can go, where they can approach to help to solve or to curb these mental health issues.
That's Buddha Mani Dakal, editor of the Bhutan News Service. The men gathered were volunteer reporters. They are seeing this trend in their communities, from New Hampshire to Georgia to Arizona to Pittsburgh. A study done last year confirms what they're seeing. The Office of Refugee Resettlement asked the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Refugee Health Technical Assistance Center of the Massachusetts Public Health Department to look into the problem. The global suicide rate per 100,000 people is 16. The U.S. rate for the general population is 12.4. The study found the Bhutanese rate is higher, 20.3 among refugees resettled in the U.S. and 20.7 among those in the refugee camps in Nepal. The rate of depression among the Bhutanese was also high, at 21%, which is nearly three times the rate of the general U.S. population. No one is sure why these rates are so high, but it's something that's been on the minds of local providers, like Ken Thompson, the psychiatrist who works at the Squirrel Hill Health Center, a clinic where many of the refugees in Pittsburgh get their health care.
You can only imagine the stress and strains of folks coming here. They get very minimal support for a very brief time, and then they are left to find their way in the world. They have to get jobs. They don't have language skills. The pressures on the families are intense, and they've already been highly traumatized.
More than 60,000 Bhutanese refugees have been resettled in the United States since 2008. A few thousand of those refugees are in Pittsburgh. About 20 years ago, Bhutan's king instituted an ethnic cleansing. More than 100,000 people with Nepali ethnicity were driven out of Bhutan and into refugee camps in Nepal. Kishore Pradhan, who lived through this, says life in the camps was difficult on every level for everyone.
Some of the people were tortured. They were made or forced to leave the country. Those who were not willing to leave the country were arrested and were tortured until and unless they signed a form telling that I'm willingly leaving the country. So that was done to the people. They had mental trauma.
Pradhan is the president of the Bhutanese Community Association of Pittsburgh. He says addressing suicide and depression, between which there is a strong connection, is a concern for the association, particularly because emotional self-expression isn't part of their culture.
We really don't talk. We really don't express ourselves too much in terms of trauma. Even like, I feel sometimes depressed, but I cannot express it.
Ken Thompson at the Squirrel Hill Health Center says the concern isn't just in working through trauma and depression with people. It's also in finding something that will engage them in their new lives here.
If you treat them, what are you treating them towards? If you're treating them to sit in a chair all day long and do nothing, what's the treatment?
Some efforts have included culturally competent mental health support groups, which meet regularly with trained peer leaders. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.